Wednesday, January 8th. What in the world is going on around here? Mackenzie has been super nice to me for the past 2 days. And even though her dad had that meeting with my dad yesterday, she's still bragging to everyone that Brandon toilet papered her house, which makes no sense whatsoever. And weirder yet, my dad and mom haven't uttered a single word about me being, number one, in really big trouble, number two, a major disappointment to them, or number three, a poor role model for my younger sister, Brianna. And it's driving me completely nuts! I started thinking they were using some kind of Dr. Phil-inspired parental reverse psychology thing on me as punishment, just to watch me squirm. Because I swear, I'm feeling so nervous and so guilty right now, I'm ready to confess what I did, give myself a stern lecture, take away all of my own privileges, and then ground myself for the rest of the year. But as soon as I got home from school today, it all started to make sense. My dad was out in the front yard with all of this fancy new high-tech extermination equipment. OMG! He had an X14 Bug Be Gone power sprayer with 24 assorted easy snap-on nozzle tips, a breathe more ventilated face mask, a power pack ultralight double canister backpack, and a poly cotton blend blue designer uniform by Tommy Hilfiger. Dad had filled the sprayer with water and was playing with it like a little boy trying out a new Super Soaker squirt gun or something. However, the thing that totally freaked me out was not the shiny new blue van parked nearby, but the company name plastered across it. Hollister Holdings, Inc. That's when I realized my dad had pretty much sold his soul to the devil. As far as I was concerned, the Maxwell family was now owned by the Hollister family. Dad waved at me and smiled.
Hi, honey. How was school today?
Horrible. Dad, where did you get all of this new stuff?
Oh, it's not mine. Yet, anyway. That meeting with Marshall Hollister yesterday went really well. He owns 7 apartment complexes and 4 office buildings and plans to expand this year. His pest control technician just retired, and he wants me to stand in for a few weeks until he finds a new guy and trains.
So it's just temporary? I interrupted. Thank goodness. I could feel a weight lifting off my shoulders.
Marshall said he's heard good things about my extermination work at your school from his daughter. And he says she hates everyone. Even him, Dad chuckled.
But what about your customers? How are you going to have time to run your business and work for Mr. Hollister?
Actually, he said I could set my own hours. And I get to use his new van and all of his fancy equipment. But the best part is the extra income. Working for Mr. Hollister is a fantastic opportunity, and I plan to take full advantage of it.
That's when I had the most horrible thought. What if my dad quits his job to work full-time for Mr. Hollister? Then I'd lose my scholarship at WCD and have to transfer to a new school. Maybe that was Mackenzie's master plan. I felt my heart drop into my boots. I could not believe my dad was ruining my life like this. But I knew this was not really about him. It was about that big blowout I'd had with Mackenzie on New Year's Eve. And now Dad's fairy godfather, Moneybags Marshall Hollister, had appeared out of thin air and offered to turn him into a bug-zapping Cinderella. It was Mackenzie who was ruining my life, as usual.
Don't worry, dear, I'm completely in control. Just call me... I finished his sentence.
Mr. Biz,
the shrewd and savage business shark, right?
Right,
Dad said, giving me a big hug. Then he went back to spraying water on his pretend snow bugs or something. And I went straight to my bedroom and cried for an entire hour. Now I'm sitting on the edge of my bed sulking, which, for some reason, always makes me feel a lot better. I'm just totally bummed about the possibility that I might have to leave my friends at WCD. Why is my life just one deep, dreary cesspool of heartbreak and disappointment? Judging by how much my dad is loving his new job, I'll probably be transferring for sure. I guess my only option is to try and hold on to my bug extermination scholarship for as long as possible, which is going to be next to impossible with Mackenzie out to destroy my life. What an annoying little insect! Help!